Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, it's this time of the year, Ben, when it's school holidays and, you know, juggling the job and everything just gets sort of a bit tighter somehow. I took Henry to the movies yesterday, but of course missed a couple of meetings and, you know, everyone then, as soon as you get out of that movie, that mobile phone is going crazy.
Yeah, and it's sort of like, well, Henry, that's our time together.
Exactly. And, you know, poor old Henry said, could you just turn the phone off, Dad? You know, which kind of drives through the guilt like anything.
Yeah.
But on the show today, we've got the director of families at Living Social, and he's actually got a really interesting job because he arranges and looks for interesting things to do for families. So welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, very good.
Gary Adair. Now tell me, how often do you struggle with the whole balance of work and career?
Well, it's a constant battle, really. I mean, our lives seem to be getting busier and busier. I've got three teenage kids, young teenagers, and coordinating kids' activities with family activities and work can be very challenging.
Now, tell me, though, you know, school holidays can actually be a really expensive time. You know, you're sort of shelling out, it seems, for everything. What are some ideas, and you must know in terms of the job you've got and putting all sorts of different deals together, what are some recommendations for school holidays that, you know, that don't break the bank with kids?
Well, I think it's about being creative too. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with your kids that not even leaving the house. Our family's very daggy. We, for instance, we have these international themed dinner nights quite regularly, where we dress up, the kids cook. So it might be French one night. We try to speak the local language. it's great fun with the whole family. It's and the food's not bad either sometimes.
do your kids cook?
They do. Since all these MasterChef shows and the like, they all think that they're great in the kitchen.
So tell me, though, outside of the house, what can you recommend for kids, you know, and parents during the holidays?
Well, I suppose it all depends how old your kids are. There's a lot of free, great things to do in the city, in any capital city around Australia. You've got free museums. So I think it's being creative and very much planning your activities with your kids. A couple of weekends ago, we went down to the New South Wales Art Gallery, and my kids had never been there before, and it's free. And they had just the scale of the place and seeing all these great paintings. They had a great time. Followed it up with a bit of a picnic in the Domain, threw the frisbee around, and it really only cost the cost of parking.
Yeah, it's a good idea. It's just getting out there, isn't it? And getting them away from the PlayStation.
It is. Well, that's one of the real big sort of problems, I think, with this generation too. And, you know, the kids will constantly say to you in school holidays, hey, Dad, I'm bored, what can I do? You know, it's very easy as a parent to stick them in front of the DVD or the Xbox or the PlayStation or what have you and say, there you go, Johnny. You know, obviously the kids like technology and interacting with technology. I've got a son who's Xbox crazy. But I suppose if the kids like that, there's creative ways of actually changing that mindset and doing something that is similar that they'd enjoy.
Take them to archery.
Yeah, well, archery might be one, but something as simple as part of my other daggy activity as a family is we were introduced to those silly little toy Nerf guns. They shoot little rubber suction cup bullets. You can buy them for about $10, $12 in Kmart. We have our own game of sort of laser tag Nerf some nights in the house, which, I mean, satisfies my son's urge to shoot things. And it can be a real great thing with the family stumbling around in the dark with all the lights off and seeing who can get who.
Well, Gary, look, thanks for joining us today. Very, very interesting, this whole thing.
And fascinating.
I didn't even know it was in existence, so there you go.
I didn't either. I didn't know there was such a job. So well done.
No, thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.